The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. I thank you, Holy Spirit, because you are my teacher. Awakening me morning by morning, the ear of the learned, instructing my heart. In this decade of knowledge and thought leadership, I look to you to be taught by you. You have hidden mighty wisdom in seeming foolishness, and there are mysteries in you like treasures in dark places. Hold my hand to navigate access points of ancient wisdom distilled into corporate knowledge, socially relevant realities, and insights that elevate the quality of life for the nations of the world. Awaken me morning by morning. You are my source of extraordinary strategies. You give me methodologies and approaches and frameworks. You teach me what I cannot be taught in formal education. You show me what my teachers miss. You even make me wiser than my teachers. I'm a child of your instructions. I'm a student of your thoughts. My highest meditations are your words, precious Holy Spirit. I don't just listen for what you say, I listen for your silence. I learn just by looking at you, observing your ways. I learn by interacting with those who have gone ahead of us. I learn by drawing the dots backwards, building patterns of wisdom on my journey with you. It has been a breathtaking delight, Lord, being led by you, being helped by you. I've been helped by you. Precious Holy Spirit, in this new decade, this exponential decade, I access your thought leadership, for answers must proceed out of Zion for the world. Answers must come out of your holy mountain, exalted above every other mountain. Nations must say one to another, let us go to the house of the Lord, for instruction will not depart from Zion, neither God's knowledge out of Jerusalem. Make me an embodiment of divine knowledge. Help me to convert spiritual mysteries to usable commodities on the earth. Make me an influencer of systems and spheres of influence. Make me a culture shaper. As I trade in the knowledge economy, show me things that I must see. Cause me to interact with intelligence of the Most High. As I speak and teach and coach and write, help my words to stir holy emotions in the hearts of policy formulators and decision makers, that they might do what is right with the seat of authority you have handed to them. You are the God who causes a man to be relevant. Raise sons and daughters for the work that must be done in the nations. Promote us as we promote your agenda. Take us to places that our abilities and our qualifications and our backgrounds cannot take us. Thank you for the keys of David that open doors that no man can shut, and shut doors that no man can open. Thank you for carrying the work you have called us to do on the wings of angelic announcement. Thank you for being our PR officer and managing our media. Thank you for giving inflection and accent to our voices. Thought leadership, industry leadership, knowledge leadership in this decade. Thank you. We stand where you have placed us, and we trust you to open to us the secrets of the ancient. We open our hearts with a readiness to carry the things that we will now discover as we follow your trail. We thank you for hidden things, secret things, mysterious things, heavenly things, spiritual things, eternal things, powerful things, precious things, wonderful things, righteous things, elevated things, profound things. Thank you for God things. There are treasures in you. And even though our bodies are earthing vessels, you still have chosen to house great treasures within us. Wow. Wow. Pull it out, Jesus.
Yes.
Every single treasure, every single divine investment, convert them from potential to purpose.
Yes.
Let the things that you are putting us stop being things that can become, but let them now be things that are.
Yes.
Things that are. Let all parts of our lives begin to flow out the treasures of the heavenlies. Let every engagement and interaction with us be an interaction with God. Let my arms be an extension of your arms. Let my eyes be an extension of your eyes. Let my touch be an extension of your touch. Let the motions of my feet be the direction where you are headed. Let my heart be an extension of your compassion. Let my speech be an extension of your prophetic accuracy and power. Let the things that you caused me to accomplish on the earth be a reflection of what is on your heart for this hour. Carry us, Holy Spirit, carry us.
Yes.
Carry us, precious Holy Spirit, carry us. We don't want to spend any moment struggling in the flesh when we could be riding on the wings of eternal power.
Yes.
We were born for a time such as this.
Yes.
We were born for a moment such as this to participate in the fullness of God's abundant power, to exhibit life in the Spirit. Carry us, Holy Spirit, carry us. Let the supernatural life not just be a secret that we keep in the secret place. Let there be manifestations of our encounter with you on all spheres of influence, from the corporate arena onto all parts of human endeavors. Show us how to be like Jesus and as Jesus in this generation, speaking the language of the youth, understanding the desires and the pulsations of the heart of those who want you but who don't want religion. Help us to embody revival, not just in the church but in schools. Help us to embody revivals, not just in cell meetings but in boardrooms. Help us to embody revival, not just when we gather at crusades but when we gather at rallies and political party meetings. The game has changed. Help us not to be obsolete.
Yes.
Awaken us to what you are doing now so we can stay relevant in your work. May we not be replaced, precious Father. Keep us relevant in your work. Open our eyes to how we must live. Open our eyes to how we must speak. Open our eyes to where we must go. Open our eyes to whom we must work with. Let partners, sons, daughters, co-laborers, activators, catalysts, pioneers, innovators, crusaders, builders, friends, collaborators, investors, funders, influencers, gatekeepers, thought leaders, professionals, practitioners, spiritual leaders, mentors. Let us all start to come together, because people are always the currency of the move and the methodology with which you accomplish and actualize your highest desires. Let us come together, raise our people for yourself, and teach us to steward covenant alliances. Help us stay humble. Do a work on my heart, O God. Do a work on my heart. Circumcise this heart, O God, so that when you look at me, you'll see nothing but yourself. Nothing but yourself. In this decade, the exponential decade, I receive the anointing of multiplication. I receive the anointing of multiplication. Let the great things that the Father has started in my life begin to multiply. A multiplication of every divine gifting, every divine grace, every divine potential that rests on my inside. A sharpening of my spiritual gifts, a growing of Christian character, a deepening of conviction, an expanding of possibilities. Let things multiply. Let God things multiply. Let precious promises multiply. Let there be a performance of the words you have spoken. For blessed is she who believes. There shall be a performance of those things spoken to her by the mouth of the Lord. Blessed is she who believes. I'm blessed because I believe. Blessed is she who comes in the name of the Lord. I come in the name of the Lord. Let the lifting of my hands be as the evening sacrifice. Receive my praise, O God, receive my praise. I'm ready for what you are ready for this decade. No playing small, no looking back, no dumping down, no asking questions. Just going, saying, yes, Lord. Moved along the pathways of divine trajectory. Running the course, moving swiftly on the tracks of destiny. Ready for what you are ready for, going where you send, doing what you ask, giving what you require, taking what you provide, basking in the provisions of my Father. I step into the abundance that comes with being called the Father's daughter, being called the King's child. I step into the supply you have made available. I will not reinvent the wheel trying to do what has already been done for me. I access the provisions of the finished works of Christ, for he is my elder brother. He has gone ahead of me. He's the first among many brethren. I plug into what you have settled, Jesus. You said you are sending us into the fields to reap of the harvest we didn't labor for. You're sending us into the labors of those who have gone ahead of us. You're calling us into an inheritance in this exponential decade. I step into it. I press into it. I rejoice into it. Let it be activated. In this holy moment, let it be activated over me. And the millions and billions of believers around the world, around the globe, who are hungry and who are thirsty for you. You said if we thirst and hunger for righteousness, we will be filled. Let it be activated. The power of the divine life. The power of an endless life. O tapala da baragadando costa paria so castaba. Lefregadedeberegedos on tosto parukabas mendabasia. Let it be activated. Rabadabasa in blockos in the moment of the anointing right now. Let limitations give way. Makosotosa. Let doctors' report be turned away because we believe only the report of the Lord. What was not possible before becomes possible.